Listening comprehension. For items 1 to 10, listen to the introduction to a radio show about the American entertainer Liberace and decide whether the statements 1 to 10 are true or false according to the text you hear. You will hear the text twice. You have 20 seconds to study the statements. Now we begin.
When you look at American TV, and TV all over the world, it's hard to imagine that in the 1950s, the early days of television, the biggest star in the USA was a classically trained pianist. His name was Liberace, and he dominated American and world entertainment, both on and off screen, for four decades. Liberace was born in West Allis, Wisconsin, which is about as Midwest as it gets. He was the son of immigrants, however, on his mother's side Polish and Italian on his father's. Liberace's father was a musician who struggled to make a living doing what he loved, and he was sometimes forced to take factory jobs to make ends meet. He encouraged his children to play music, however, in stark contrast to Liberace's mother, who thought it was a waste of time. Liberace was musically gifted, and more importantly, he had passion. He began playing the piano at the age of 4, and at age 8, met his idol, Polish pianist Ignacy Paderewski, backstage after one of his concerts. After their brief conversation, Liberace was convinced that this was what he wanted to do with his life. He began to play in clubs and theaters, at dancing lessons and weddings, and though these were the years of the Great Depression, he managed to make a decent living. By the time of the Second World War, he was a recognized classical pianist who had played in the Pabst Theater and toured the Midwest. It was during the war that his performances began to change. He started playing popular tunes alongside the classics and cutting out the long and difficult bits of the great composers. It was, as he called it, classical music with the boring bits left out, and combined with his sense of style and showmanship, it rocketed him to the top of the entertainment industry. Never overly modest, he dubbed himself Liberace, the most amazing piano virtuoso of the present day. He was a confident showman who never really seemed to be off stage. If the truth be told, he rarely was. Ever the workaholic, he performed incessantly to audiences large and small, appeared in films, and then, in 1952, made his appearance on television. He had always avoided radio, as it did not do justice to his stage presence, but TV was made for him. His habit of talking into the camera between tunes made it seem like he was in the viewer's living room, and his popularity soared even further. Despite the white piano, huge rings, and increasingly outrageous costumes, Liberace never lost the chatty small-town charm and warmth that instantly connected him with audiences between the two coasts. His shows were glamorous, but they were always conventional family shows. He played classical tunes, but always accessibly. He continued playing and remained a huge draw, especially in his beloved Las Vegas. Many mocked his kitsch, over-the-top style, but his stock response was the catchphrase which he himself coined, "I cried all the way to the bank."
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. Now, listen to the text again.
When you look at American TV, and TV all over the world, it's hard to imagine that in the 1950s, the early days of television, the biggest star in the USA was a classically trained pianist. His name was Liberace, and he dominated American and world entertainment, both on and off screen, for four decades. Liberace was born in West Allis, Wisconsin, which is about as Midwest as it gets. He was the son of immigrants, however, on his mother's side Polish and Italian on his father's. Liberace's father was a musician who struggled to make a living doing what he loved, and he was sometimes forced to take factory jobs to make ends meet. He encouraged his children to play music, however, in stark contrast to Liberace's mother, who thought it was a waste of time. Liberace was musically gifted, and more importantly, he had passion. He began playing the piano at the age of 4, and at age 8, met his idol, Polish pianist Ignacy Paderewski, backstage after one of his concerts. After their brief conversation, Liberace was convinced that this was what he wanted to do with his life. He began to play in clubs and theaters, at dancing lessons and weddings, and though these were the years of the Great Depression, he managed to make a decent living. By the time of the Second World War, he was a recognized classical pianist who had played in the Pabst Theater and toured the Midwest. It was during the war that his performances began to change. He started playing popular tunes alongside the classics and cutting out the long and difficult bits of the great composers. It was, as he called it, classical music with the boring bits left out, and combined with his sense of style and showmanship, it rocketed him to the top of the entertainment industry. Never overly modest, he dubbed himself Liberace, the most amazing piano virtuoso of the present day. He was a confident showman who never really seemed to be off stage. If the truth be told, he rarely was. Ever the workaholic, he performed incessantly to audiences large and small, appeared in films, and then, in 1952, made his appearance on television. He had always avoided radio, as it did not do justice to his stage presence, but TV was made for him. His habit of talking into the camera between tunes made it seem like he was in the viewer's living room, and his popularity soared even further. Despite the white piano, huge rings, and increasingly outrageous costumes, Liberace never lost the chatty small-town charm and warmth that instantly connected him with audiences between the two coasts. His shows were glamorous, but they were always conventional family shows. He played classical tunes, but always accessibly. He continued playing and remained a huge draw, especially in his beloved Las Vegas. Many mocked his kitsch, over-the-top style, but his stock response was the catchphrase which he himself coined, "I cried all the way to the bank."
You have 20 seconds to check your answers. For items 11 to 15, listen to the dialogue. Choose the correct answer to answer questions 11 to 15. You will hear the text only once. You now have 25 seconds to study the questions. Now we begin.
What happened there, Rika? Did you just sign that guy's book?
You saw that?
Yeah. It was like you were famous or something.
That's because, I don't know, I guess I am, kind of, if you're a judo fan.
What?
Well, in my other life, away from selling books, I do judo, and last week I was in a competition on TV. That guy recognized me from there.
Seriously? That's amazing.
Oh, it's no big deal. I didn't win it or anything. I lost in the semifinals.
You got to the semifinals? I can't believe it. I mean, no offense, but you don't look big enough to fight.
Well, you fight according to your weight in judo, so size doesn't matter. Although being big isn't always an advantage. It's more about balance. Someone can be big and strong, but if they're off balance, you can easily throw them.
So how long have you been doing it then?
ever since I was a kid. At school, the big kids often used to bully me because I was so small, and I got into fights, so my dad suggested I did a martial art to defend myself. And that was it, really.
So, how often do you have to train?
Well, I usually practice all the techniques for at least an hour a day once I get home in the evening, and then two or three times a week I go to a special judo school to practice fighting.
Wow. And this competition the other week, what was it exactly? Was it a big thing?
Yeah, it was the women's national finals.
No. And you got to the semifinals?
Yeah. I'm a bit annoyed I didn't win it. But I had quite a bad back injury last year, which stopped me doing any training or fighting.
Really? How long were you out of action?
Well, I didn't do anything for a couple of months, and I only started full training a few weeks before the finals.
Okay, well, it sounds as if you did well to get to the semifinals then.
I guess. And the girl who beat me went on to win the whole thing, so still, I hate losing.
Amazing. You learn something new every day.
This is the end of the listening comprehension part. You have 1 minute to complete your answer. This is the end of the listening comprehension part.